China and Japan are locked in a major war of words. It involves the arrest of a Chinese fisherman and a dispute over islands in the East China Sea. But it's become much more than that, and tensions between the two countries have increased dramatically over the last 2 weeks. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing on the larger issues behind the dispute.
It all started with one nondescript blue Chinese fishing boat. In waters near the disputed islands earlier this month, it collided with two Japanese Coast Guard vessels. The captain remains in Japanese custody. This small bust-up has spiraled into a bitter diplomatic confrontation, centering on claims to uninhabited but resource-rich islands. Even their name is a matter of dispute. They're called Senkaku by Japan and Diaoyu by China.
Japan, get out!
Japan, get out!
Twice in the past 3 weeks, small protests have taken place in front of Japan's embassy in Beijing. It's significant these demonstrations are being allowed at all in the Chinese capital. This view, from a protester who gave his name as Ah Min, is typical.
I want our government to be stronger. They shouldn't let the Japanese bully us on our own soil. The Diaoyu Islands have always been ours. Young Chinese people shouldn't forget the humiliations of history and shouldn't allow history to repeat itself.
There's been official fallout, too. China's suspended ministerial contacts, a Japanese pop concert in Shanghai's been called off, and Beijing's even sent a team of investigators to Japan to examine the death of a Chinese panda there. Beijing's view, voiced here by Zhou Yongsheng from China's Foreign Affairs University, is that Tokyo has moved the goalposts.
The Japanese government is clearly upping the ante. Before, Japanese Coast Guard vessels expelled Chinese fishing boats. But it's the first time Japan has captured mainland fishermen and collided with a Chinese boat.
For its part, Japan's government spokesman has warned against stirring up narrow-minded extreme nationalism. He's also called for high-level talks on the issue. But Tokyo insists the islands are an integral part of Japanese territory. This dispute comes amid increasing Chinese assertiveness over its maritime claims. This test of wills between the region's rising power and its waning one has consequences. Koji Murata from Doshisha University in Kyoto believes Japan's reaction will define the bilateral relationship.
Japan is reasonably reacting to China, but the Chinese reaction is extremely emotional and aggressive. If we do compromise to China this case, we have to compromise to China again, 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 again.
There are implications, too, for the U.S. Under the Japan-U.S. Security Pact, Washington is obliged to defend Japan in the event of conflict. Almost no one believes this dispute could get that far, especially given booming economic ties between Tokyo and Beijing. But Jiahui Xian at Peking University says part of the blame belongs to the U.S.
After Japan's defeat, Taiwan, Okinawa, and the Diaoyu Islands were placed under the temporary administration of the U.S. Then in the 1970s, the U.S. gave the Diaoyu Islands to Japan, making Japan believe the islands belonged to them. So because of this, I think the U.S. is also responsible for these problems.
But the big question remains, what will happen next? Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.